I don't know how many of you people realize this, but Tri-State Public Communications, on top of operating Robin Hood Radio and the Robin Hood Radio Network, and operating the not-for-profit Bargain Barn in Sharon, Connecticut, operates the local access television stations, CUTV6, which can be seen on CUTV6 if you have the right tuner. If not, it's up even on all the digital tuners. We have a couple of different channels, also CUTV252. Those studios, which have not been used a lot in the past year and a half because of the pandemic, are located in Gear, at Gear Lodge. Now, we have a lot of exciting news to talk about Gear, the new building, which will begin construction. And they're also having an open house, which we'll get to. But we'll introduce ourselves right now to Sherry Schoemaker, who is the executive director of Gear Lodge, which is a component of Gear Village. Good morning, Sherry. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Marshall. I am well.
All right. So let's talk. I mean, I guess it's always an exciting time to be involved with the people in our tri-state region, but Gear Village is really just at the beginning of some very exciting times with all the plans that are going on there. Let's talk a little bit about you first, though, Sherry, and your job, what you do there, and how you came to Gear Village.
Well, thank you, Marshall. I'm happy to tell everyone that I've been working here on the Gear campus for about 7 years in management capacities, both at the skilled nursing facility and now, of course, at Gear Lodge, our assisted living facility.
And, of course, the skilled nursing facility is going to get totally, totally, totally redone.
Yes, yes, it is. I believe on June 16th, Marshall, you will be talking with our CEO, Kevin O'Connell, who will tell you all the details about the new groundbreaking of our new building.
You know, it's interesting because Gear Lodge, it's just an amazing building. We put our TV station in there when it was initially put up, and I hazard a guess how long ago that was. It, of course, at 68 to me, it seems like it was just yesterday, but really an amazing building with amazing amenities and amazing services at Gear Lodge. It provides a series of different products for people to use. Let's go over those, Sherry. I mean, I know there's independent, assisted living, memory, special care, but it's the way the services are delivered at the lodge.
That's correct, Marshall. And some of the things that separate us from others here at the lodge really are the fact that we have the YMCA here right on campus. We provide, you know, transportation within 30 miles for our residents here on campus. They have the luxury of not having to leave campus or mail order their medications and their treatment needs. They can get them right here with our Gear pharmacy, outpatient therapy, and much, much more is right here on campus.
You know, what I think is interesting as well, people, when they stay at the lodge, can go with a full package where it includes meals and everything, but now, because of communities like Gear Lodge, local supermarkets provide delivery services. I mean, I'm always amazed when I see the amenities that were built in, and I mean, this has been Gear's been built for quite a while now, and it's still as contemporary and modern now and up to date as it was when it was initially constructed.
It is. It is, and we work tirelessly to keep things up to date. And unfortunately, COVID slowed us down for some regular upkeeps, painting, and things like that, which is really getting done now. And we're excited to have new people come in.
You know, COVID is one of those things that we all had to face, and we all had our different crosses to bear with that. But especially. With what you do on the whole campus, not only Gear Lodge but also the center, and let's not forget that there's also the low income, not the housing that you have along with the Beckley House located on your campus. I think all those things is what makes the whole Gear campus so special.
Yes, yes, it is. It's truly a continuum of care for anyone that needs to come, regardless of economic status or their care needs.
But you, what you also did, by the way, we're speaking with Sherry Schoonmaker, who is the executive director of Gear Lodge, what you did during the pandemic basically is what we did here at the radio station, what I did personally. I took the pandemic to take time. I'm right now down 73 pounds since the pandemic started because, seeing as I wasn't going to go out to any restaurants or anything, I decided to take a little care of myself. We adjusted our programming here to fit into the pandemic because we can't have anybody come into the studios. And you also, during the pandemic, set up a new occupational therapy program as well.
We did. The COVID-19 pandemic did slow us down just a bit, but it certainly didn't stop us, Marshall. The senior care community was hit especially hard all over the country with the pandemic, and GEAR was very, very fortunate. It really wasn't until October of 2020 that we had our first COVID-19 case here at the Lodge with a resident. And since that spell of cases last fall, we have been COVID-free here at the Lodge.
It's an amazing testament to the workers, and I'll say this, the healthcare workers and everybody who's involved in long-term care living, the commitment that they had to make to keep it that way is you all deserve just an incredible pat on the back. Now, let's talk about something that's coming up very soon, as a matter of fact, only three or four days away, and that you're having an open house on the 12th and 13th of June, right?
We are. We're very excited to have opened our doors fully here at the Lodge, and it's very nice to see all of the residents in the dining room and their families coming in to visit. And to help celebrate that, we're going to have an open house on the weekend coming. So that's June 12th and 13th. For anybody who would like to see the Lodge, tour the Lodge, and that's really thinking about the need to move in here to our community.
Well, I think the great thing about having an open house, and especially after the pandemic, is people are going to want to get out. But also, you can go to an open house and not think that you're going to need to move immediately. But it's nice to take a look at an open house at the facilities. And I would be willing to bet you anybody that has not been into the Lodge will be absolutely amazed and stunned at the quality of the building, the way the building is laid out, and the staff, the rooms, all the services, and all the amenities. I think that unless people see it, they can't plan on it. And by going to an open house, you're really just enriching yourself and getting more knowledge for what might be coming for you in the future, or your parents, or even maybe your grandparents. I mean, it's a great time for people to get a little more information about what you offer.
It really is. It really is. And for sure, seeing things in person yourself, getting the tour, meeting the people that are actually going to be here to help you, maintain your quality of life, that's important to people. It's tangible, and they want to be here to see it for themselves.
Now, if you go to the open house on the 12th and 13th, you're going to RSVP and choose a time for your tour so you can get a full look at it. And if you're going to do this, you're going to have to wear a mask. They'll have masks available for that. If you want to make a commitment at RSVP to take a look, take a tour on the 12th or 13th at the Lodge at GEAR, 860-824-2623. That's 860-824-2623. Or you can even register on their website, which is gearcares.org, gearcares.org. Now, Sherry, let's talk a little bit about you and your 7 years at GEAR. And your actual commitment, obviously, how you got into senior living. I mean, how did you make that step 7 years ago? Was it something you've been doing before then, or is this something that you always planned on doing?
Well, Marshall, I have been a registered nurse for over 20 years. Most of that time was spent in senior management of healthcare facilities or a hospice. I was away from the Litchfield area for years, and came back to GEAR in 2014 to continue my career in long-term care to work with seniors. That's really where my passion is.
All right. Once again, we're speaking with Sherry Schoonmaker, who is the executive director of Gear Lodge, which is located at Gear Village. And Gear Village really is a village because it includes the original Gear, it includes Beckley House, and it includes the Lodge. But, you know, I think when people hear the name Lodge, they might not understand the size and everything that is offered there, and the fact that you even have on staff in the village, if people need therapy, physical therapy, I mean, that's everything really is available that one could need there, is it not?
It really is, and you mentioned earlier about our occupational therapy program that we use to help residents during the pandemic when they were so isolated. We have Dr. Chrissy Bafanis here who runs our wellness program. She is that occupational therapist who drives these programs. We have speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy, all right here at the Lodge. In addition to that, many of you know that we have our outpatient therapy office and space down at the nursing home as well. So we really have everything that anybody needs right here on campus.
It is an amazing sight, and like I say, for all transparency, yes, we do have our cable offices and studios there as well, but all it takes you is to take one look at the facility and know how great it is. Once again, you can find out more information about the open house on the 12th and 13th, the tours at gearcares.org, and you can RSVP by contacting Leonor at 860-824-2623. Now, if people want to just contact by the phone and find out more about the senior community in general, the number I have is I want to make sure it's correct, is 860-824-2600, right?
That is correct.
What's in the future other than, of course, the nursing home being totally reconstructed? It always seems, even though the pandemic, we're coming out of the pandemic, there's just so much that you are offering. Do you have a lot more things in the pipeline and surprises planned in the future?
We do, Marshall, we do. Most immediately, we look forward to holding our regular events here at the Lodge. The community is certainly missing, and our staff and residents are missing those events. So those are very soon to come here at the Lodge, and we welcome everyone to attend.
And what people don't realize is that residents at Gear Village and Gear Lodge, the interaction with the community, coming there and with things that are offered there, is so good psychologically for everybody involved. It's a very important factor that's been missing for the past year and a half, and it's going to be great to have it back.
Yes, it will.
Sherry, thanks for taking a few moments of our time, and we will speak to you later on. Thanks again.
Well, thank you, Marshall.
Take care.
All right, bye now.
That is Gear Lodge at Gear Village.